As runaway fires continue to rip through Cape Town, precautionary evacuations have been carried out in the Vredehoek area. One such evacuee is 18-year-old Shannon McAuliffe, who left her home in the early hours of Monday morning. She and her family are currently seeking refuge at the Mount Nelson Resort. They are unsure about just how much damage has been done to their home, as they have not been permitted back into the area.
I was actually at the beach when I was first notified about the fire. You only started to really see towards the evening time the smoke coming like through to towards Lion's Head, and as we were driving home at around sunset, the city was covered in like this eerie smoke, and so when I got home I saw like how actually disastrous the fire had been, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's quite hectic. But I thought it would die down because at that point it was not, the weather wasn't too bad, like it wasn't super windy or anything, but as the night went on, the wind started to pick up like quite furiously, it felt aggressive, like even like this morning standing out in the wind, it was like practically impossible, like you felt like you were going to be flown away. There have been fires and it's withstanded a lot, but I'm not too sure about the damage. I haven't been home since we evacuated this morning. Luckily, everybody is safe and fine. We were struggling to figure out a plan this morning, like this early morning, and luckily one of the people that we that live in our building, she reached out to the Mount Nelson and they were quite helpful in giving us accommodation until we have a clear answer about where we can go. We're kind of just waiting around at the Mount Nelson to find out if we can go home or if it's safe to go home. I think they're just trying to make sure it's 100% safe. We're kind of just, you know, waiting to see if we can go home and like what the situation is in regards to that. Not only am I so grateful to the Mount Nelson for help, but a lot of friends and close family friends have reached out and let us know that if we need anything, we have a place to stay and that they have our backs and they're here to support us. And I'm just really thankful for those people in my life.
On Sunday night, the city of Cape Town reported a wildfire on the slopes of Table Mountain National Park, which continues to burn. At the time, Sanpark said that an initial investigation pointed to a fire vacated by a vagrant as the origin of the blaze. However, a suspect was taken into custody on Sunday night as the City of Cape Town investigates reports that the original blaze may have been due to arson and reports that additional fires had been started. This was disclosed on Monday by Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, J.P. Smith. Smith confirmed one suspect in his 30s was taken into custody on Sunday night in the vicinity of Devil's Peak. He added that the matter is with the police for investigation and that further details will follow as they become available. Minister of Local Government, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning in the Western Cape, Anton Bradal, said conditions had deteriorated overnight with the wind picking up strength and fanning the flames. As it stands, 5 firefighters have thus far sustained burn injuries, while more than 250 more firefighters from the city, Table Mountain National Park, working on fire, and volunteer wildlife services remain on the ground. More than 400 hectares of mountainside have been burned so far, and the fire has yet to be contained. Bradal says that anyone who is able to avoid the city bowl today and work from home is urged to do so. Academic activity at the University of Cape Town and schools in the nearby areas have also been suspended. The fire line is currently threatening the city bowl area, having started on the lower slopes of Devil's Peak near the Groote Schuur Hospital on Sunday morning. The fire is being monitored and at-risk areas are being evacuated as needed. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.